Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah, Ace.
I'll tell you what's up, sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thinking like, hey, I want to try some new Bud products like Bud Next or Neutral, which actually Kiki picked up another pack this weekend, nice little mixer pack, and she loves it, dude. That Neutral's
fantastic.
Told you.
It's good, man.
Good stuff.
Really is good. There you go, man. Let's get through some scores. Got a few stories here for you. Major League Baseball last night. Dodgers beating the Tigers 6-3. Angels beating the White Sox 6-5. Cubbies, there you go. You and your goat. That's what's up. Cubs beating the Brewers 2-0 today, huh? Yeah, they do have that goat up front, huh?
Weird goat.
I think that goat's too lucky. You might want to
figure
that out.
Hey, goat.
Today, the Angels going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox 2-10. Tigers, Cubs are both off. NBA action, 2022 NBA playoffs, baby. Second round yesterday, Bucks beating the Celtics 101-89. Milwaukee leads that 1-0. Golden State. Warriors beating the Grizzlies 117-116. Close game there. Golden State leads that series 1-0. There are some games tonight. 76ers going to be in Miami playing the Heat 7:30. That's game one. Mavs going to be over in Phoenix playing the Suns at 10 o'clock for game one there. I can't skip. Stanley Cup playoffs, first round. This is kind of big. Tonight, Bruins going to be in Carolina playing the Hurricanes 7 o'clock. The Tampa Bay Lightning over in Toronto playing the Maple Leafs at 7:30. The Blues going to be in Minnesota playing the Wild. It's another weird kind of a name. The Minnesota Wild. Yeah.
Going Buck Wild.
Going Buck Wild at 9:30 p.m. tonight, you know. Kings going to be in Edmonton. Edmonton playing the Oilers at 10 o'clock. All game ones there. NASCAR. Yesterday, rain postponed Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race at Dover Motor Speedway to today, Monday, which is kind of cool. I enjoy NASCAR on Mondays. It's like something, it's something to look forward to on a dumb Monday, if you know what I mean, you know? So, yeah, Dover got in only 78 laps before the race was red flagged. Dude, it was pouring over the weekend everywhere in America, I think. What was going on Saturday? Good Lord, dude. It's like God just turned on the faucet or something. You know. But anyway, if you're in a NASCAR, tonight, there you go. Dover continues. You know, watch a little NASCAR, Brock? Come on.
I do like NASCAR, but I think I enjoy more of just drinking the beer and eating the nachos portion of NASCAR.
Yeah,
that's
a good part of it.
I mean, I enjoy fast cars and you know, wrecks and everything like that.
The beers, though, man.
The beers and the nachos are kind of what, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's get NASCAR. I like that beer and nachos. Here we go.
You know how many beers you can throw down the hatch, especially when you're at a NASCAR event? You smell the track. You're hot from the sun.
Yeah.
You smell the nitro in the air, dude, and it's just like, just give me a beer.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Give me beers. That's all you say. Just give me beers, and they just bring you beers. Love it.
Beers.
Beers and beers.
And real quick, man, NFL story here. This is kind of crazy. And I asked myself a question while reading this. The NFL draft, as expected, big hit over the weekend. NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, you know that guy, as expected, was booed early and often and loudly. As he walked on stage to announce the picks, Goodell actually walked on stage with a miniature camera so that the viewers everywhere could see and hear just what he goes through when he hears the boos thunder down, man. Whether you like the guy or not, it's easy to appreciate how he embraces, you know, like the villain.
Yeah.
He's like the villain of the NFL. So I asked myself, like, why are people booing this guy? This guy gives you entertainment every single weekend. You know, throughout the summer and fall, so I looked it up. Why is Roger Goodell booed? So he just recently re-signed a contract in 2019. So it doesn't look like he's going anywhere soon. And another thing I learned, that people think that he was spoon-fed the job because his dad's a senator, Charles Goodell. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are just like, dude, he gave you the job. Your dad's a senator. You know,
What I'd like to know, has he ever played football?
I'm not sure. Dude, you know what? I really don't know much about Roger Goodell. I was thinking about that, too. He kind of hangs out in the back a little bit until he has to come forward, you know?
Here we go. Goodell graduated from Bronx High School, where as a three-sport star in football, basketball, and baseball, he captained all three teams as a senior. It was named the school's Athlete of the Year. Injuries kept him from playing college football. Okay. All right. Maybe we've been a little too hard on Mr. Goodell.
Oh, Goodell. No. You know, you kind of look at him, you can kind of tell.
Now, the injuries must have been to the brain because the guy's an idiot. How about that? There you go.
Yeah. Roger Goodell. Boo!
Boo! Hey, boo! This guy sucks.
Anyway, I don't know. So, yeah, people are booing Roger Goodell over the weekend.
I love it.
Running short on time next hour. A little bit more baseball action and some other stories, too, as well. So, just stay tuned.
Good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 727 Brock Hunter.
That's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges to the top with delicious Bud Light, other great products like Bud Next, Neutral, all these great products that you get to enjoy on a hot summer day when it finally gets here. Trust me, it will be. It will be.
Well, since it's 7:28, you never give me any time to do sports. I guess we got to get right to the point.
There's nothing going on right now anyways.
You know what? There is. There's a lot going on right now, and I'm going to tell you about it. Yesterday, Bucks beating the Celtics. This is NBA playoffs right here. 101-89. Milwaukee leads that series 1-0. This is where I wanted to get to, though. Golden State beat the Grizzlies 117-116. Golden State leads that series 1-0. And you probably ask, why? What's so important about that? It's the first game. So listen to this. I just saw a video. I'm going to read the caption of this video, all right? Steph Curry hitting 105 consecutive three-pointers in practice. So 105. Taking a quick lap. Real quick. Hang on. 105 three-pointers in a row, Brock. This is absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
105. So
I could do it.
So this is what they did on ESPN real quick. It's a five-minute sportscast, right? They just put the video in the corner. They do the entire sportscast while Steph's hitting these threes in the corner. Do you understand how impossible that is?
Yeah, I could do it. I could.
Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off, Brock. 105 consecutive three-pointers. Dude, you could sit there on a bat. These are NBA threes, too, mind you. You could sit for the rest of your life and wouldn't even get 30 in a row, probably.
I could do that at the Y this weekend, probably. So.
I would love to see you just try to hit one NBA three. You probably couldn't even get it to the rim, honestly. It's pretty far away.
I'd say I'd probably do it like one-handed if I was really thinking about it. So
no,
but I don't like to show up.
Not a chance. Just, man, sometimes I wish I had a different host that would really appreciate some things.
No, I mean, what can you
Instead
say?
Of playing, it's, you what, can't play that off.
What can you say? It's insane.
You can't say anything.
The guy is a freak of nature. He is a robot in human skin. He is like a T-1000. Okay, and
he's a robot. That's an alien-esque kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So they started the video like on the third shot. Thank God somebody got this on camera, because if you told me, hey, Steph Curry at 105, I'd be like,
no,
yeah. Like, dude, 105, come on, you know,
yeah.
Like, no, it's on video, and you can check it out. Get to YouTube. It's absolutely jaw-dropping. So, guy can shoot a basketball, that's for sure.
I mean, again, I could do that at the Y this weekend, but it's...
Yeah, well, we're going to the Y, and I'm going to prove to you how hard this really is. There's my story, and your jaw should be dropped. What do you got?
Rain Man, making it rain. The Rainmaker. just an infuriating story about prices at the baseball stadiums.
Hmm.
Did you see this?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. So the cost of taking
inflation?
A family to a Major League Baseball game has gone up in the past years, mostly due to the cost of beer. The Fan Cost Index, FCI, for a Major League Baseball game increased $9.75 for a family of four in 2021 to $253.64. The average price of a small beer rising by 9.1%.
Here's the thing. Just sneak your booze in. I feel bad. You know, I kind of feel bad doing it. But, dude, when they're price gouging that much, it's like, yeah, sorry. You left me no other choice.
Yeah. Now, the price of small beers are wildly different depending on the stadium. If you go to see the Rockies at Coors Field, it costs $3. But if you go see the Mets at Citi Field, it costs $11.75.
Why? It's liquid, dude. The $9 beer pisses me off.
Oh, dude, it's anytime you go to a concert or anything, I don't know what it's going to take. Like, how much abuse we as fans, whether we're going to a concert or a football or sporting, it's just insane what they charge us. And what can we do about it other than sneak our booze?
You can't do anything about it because you're trying to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
They're banking on the great day you're going to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I want some peanuts. I want a hot dog. I want a tall, cold beer. And you
That'll
guys
be $500.24.
Let me bring out my bar of gold that I brought with me to play for this trip. Jesus.
Here, take my soul. Yeah. How about that?
Do you want that written in blood? Yeah, for my soul, right? Might okay, well. Yeah, right there, sign there. Perfect. All right. Thank you for my
check?
Small beer.
You take a check.
I've brought some shillings to trade with, a goat here. Do you guys take goat as payment? Because I have a full... It's ridiculous, man. And I don't know if I'd rather just see the price of the ticket go up and then... Like, if I... Okay, let's say the ticket is $50. Okay. But then I can go in there and beers are $5. Okay, maybe I could get behind that. But still, a family of four, who's going to take a family of four... For $260.
Well, you can't. You can't do it all the time. It's like a one-shot deal. So here's what they need to realize. If you bring the prices down, people are going to go more often.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can go like once a year now.
Yeah.
Because it's not cheap at all. So just bring it down a little bit. We'll go to your games. You're going to want to fill those stadiums. You know?
Well, good news, kid. This is Daddy's last fifth full week of work in a row so we can go to that one baseball game. Papa, we haven't seen you in a month and a half. Well, you guys wanted to go to that baseball game, so yeah. I think it's ridiculous what they're doing, man.
How do you sleep at night? Yeah. You know?
Well, they do comfortably, and I'm sure just stacks of cash. That's what it is. So.
Very nice bed.
Yeah, very nice bed. So anyway, I just thought that was nuts. It jumped to 9.1%.
Well, let's pool our money and go to a game this year. Just one, though.
That's why I get just shmammered on the train on the way to the game. That's what it is, right there.
There you go.
Right there.
And smart man.
Smart man. I don't remember the game, but hey, at least I didn't have to pay for beer.
Anyway. There you go, man. It's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.